poštenje i iskrenost, postojanost uma, kontrola čulnih organa, odgovornost, jednakost, podnošljivost, uravnoteženost, vjernost, znanje, odsustvo čulnog uživanja, vođstvo, viteštvo, utjecaj, moć da sve učini mogućim, vršenje pravilne dužnosti, potpuna neovisnost, vještina, cjelokupna ljepota, smirenost, ljubaznost, oštrumnost, otmenost, velikodušnost, odlučnost, savršenstvo prema znanju, pravilno izvršavanje, posjedovanje svih predmeta uživanja, radost, nepokretnost, vjernost, slava, obožavanje, lišenost oholosti, postojanje kao božanska osoba, vječnost i mnoge druge transcendentalne osobine koje su vječito prisutne i nikada ne mogu biti odvojene od njega. Ta božanska osoba, nepresušni izvor sve dobrote i ljepote, gospodin Šri Krišna, sada je obustavio svoje transcendentalne zabave na licu zemlje. U njegovom odsustvu, doba Kali je posuda počela širiti svoje utjecaje. Tako da sam tužna što vidim takvo stanje. Što se tiče ljepote, on ima posebna obilježja koja ga razlikuje od svih ostalih živih bića. I iznad svega ima neka izuzetno privlačna, prekrasna obilježja kojima privlači čak i um Radharani, najizvršenije i najljepše emanacije gospodine. Prema tome, poznat je kao Madan Mohan ili onaj ko privlači um čak i Kupida. Kad je u svojem pravu, je detaljno ispitao ostale transcendentalne osobine gospodina i potvrđio da je gospodin Šri Krišna apsolutna vrhunska božanska osoba, Parabrahma. Sve moguće pomoću svojih nepojmljivih energija i zato je Yogeshwar ili vrhunski gospodar svih mističnih moći. Pošto je Yogeshwar, njegov vječni oblik je duhovan, kombinacija vječnosti, blaženstva i znanja. Vlasa Bhakta ne može da shvati dinamičnu prirodu njegovog znanja, jer su zadovoljni da dođu do njegovog vječnog oblika znanja. Sve velike duše teže da budu jednake sa njim u znanju. To znači da je sve ostalo znanje uvijek nedovoljno, prilagodljivo i ograničeno, dok je znanje o gospodinu vječno postojano i nepojmljivo. Šila Sutra Goswami potvrđuje u Bhagavatamu, iako su ga građani Dvarake svakog dana gledali, uvijek su sve više željeli da ga ponovo i ponovo vidi. Krajni cilj za živo biće je da razviju gospodinove osobine, ali nikada ne mogu da postanu ravna njemu. Ovaj materijalni svijet je proizvod Mahatatve, koji je stanje gospodinovog sanjanja u njegovoj yoga nidri, mističnom snu udržanom oceanu. Pa ipak čitavi stvoreni svijet izgleda kao stvarna predstava njegovog stvaranja. To znači da je stanje gospodinovog sanjanja također stvarna manifestacija. On zato može da sve dovede pod svoju transcendentalnu kontrolu i tako, kad god i gdje god se pojavi, to čini u potpunosti. Pošto predstavlja sve što je gore opisano, gospodin održava stvoreni svijet, čineći tako, spašava čak i neprijatelji koje ubije, privlačan je čak i za najviše oslobođenu dušu i tako ga obožavaju Brahma i Shiva, najveći od svih polubogova. U inkarnaciji Puruša Avatar, gospodin je gospodari stvaralačke energije. Stvaralačka materijalna energija djeluje pod njegovom upravom, kao što je potvrđeno u Bhagavad Gita, 9. poglavlje 10. stih. Kontrolni je prekidač materijalne energije i da ga je kontrolisao u bezbrojnim univerzumima, osnovni je uzrok bezbrojnih inkarnacija u svim univerzumima. Postoji više od 500 tisuća inkarnacija manova u samo jednom univerzumu, pored ostalih inkarnacija u različitim univerzumima. Međutim, u duhovnom svijetu, izvan Mahatatve, nema ni govora o ovim inkarnacijama, ali znamo postoje potpuna ekspanzija gospodina na različitim planetama Vaikunta. Planeta u duhovnom svijetu ima barem tri put više od broja onih koji se nalaze u bezbrojnim univerzumima Mahatatve. I svi gospodnovi oblici Narayana su samo ekspanzije njegovog Vasudev obilježja. Tako je on Vasudev, Narayan i Krišna istovremeno. On je Šri Krišna, Govinda, Hare Murari.
Sri He Nata Narayana Vasudeva.
Sve u jednom. Njegove osobine prema tome niko ne može da izbroji koliko god velik mogao da bude.
I'm very sorry, I forgot something. I have to go upstairs. place Gadadhar sing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I'm very sorry. Today we continue the purport of yesterday, where the different transcendental qualities of the Lord have been described and analyzed.
Danas nastavljamo sa jučerašnjim komentarom, gdje su različite transcendentalne odlike Gospodina bile predstavljene i analizirane.
I personally feel that the purport speaks for itself, so I want to talk today about the qualities of his, of Krishna's pure devotees.
Imam osjećaj da ovaj komentar sam po sebi govori za sebe, tako da danas bih htio govoriti o odlikama Gospodnog čistih bhakta.
I do hope that you will enjoy this. These are some personal memories of my own experience with Srila Prabhupada.
Nadam se da će vam se ovo dopasti, to su moje vlastite iskustva sa Srila Prabhupada.
Which will be presented in one of the many, many books which appear during the year 1996 in glorification of Srila Prabhupada.
Koje će biti predstavljena jedna nova knjiga koja će se pojaviti tijekom 1996. sa ciljem da se slavi Srila Prabhupada.
First of all, one must be acknowledged that I am not anything of this material world. I am spirit soul.
Prije svega moramo posjedovati znanje da ja nisam dio materijalnog svijeta, ja sam duhovna duša.
My happiness is in the spiritual world.
I moja sreća se može naći, svoju sreću mogu naći u duhovnom svijetu.
The next question is, how can one become interested in the spirit soul or Krishna consciousness?
Sljedeće pitanje je, kako osoba može postati zainteresirana za duhovnu dušu ili za svjesnost Krishna?
Prahlad Maharaj says, unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava completely freed from material contamination, persons very much inclined towards materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord.
Ukoliko ne premaže svoje tijelo sa prašinom lotusovih stopala Vaishnave, osobe jako vezani za materijalni način života ne mogu biti privučeni Gospodinu.
If one has the opportunity of touching his head to the dust of the lotus feet of a great devotee, one who has nothing to do with this material world, who is only interested in Krishna, then it is possible.
Samo ukoliko imamo mogućnost da dodirnemo svojom glavom prašinu lotusovih stopala Bhakte, koji nema ništa sa ovim materijalnim svijetom i koji se zanima samo za Krišnu, moguće je dostići.
Otherwise it is not possible.
Suprotno, nije moguće.
This is from a morning walk in the year 1974 in Rome on May 30th.
Ovo je dio razgovora koji se bio tijekom jutarnje šetnje 30. maja 1974. u Rimu.
My own contact with Srila Prabhupada came through his book, the Bhagavad Gita, which I found in my favorite bookstore in Hamburg.
Ja sam osobno uspostavio kontakt sa Srila Prabhupadom putem knjige, njegove knjige Bhagavad Gita, koju sam pronašao u mojoj omiljenoj knjižari u Hamburgu.
As I was leaving through the pages, I thought, maybe one day it is possible for me to live like this.
Dok sam čitao stranice Bhagavad Gita, mislio sam, možda će jednog dana za mene biti moguće da živim na ovaj način.
Maybe not.
A možda ne.
At that moment I looked outside of the windows and saw three monks passing through the window, not through, before the window. It was a proof that it is possible to live according to the teachings of books of knowledge.
I to je bilo, bio dokaz da je moguće živjeti u skladu sa učenjima knjiga znanja.
I tried to find the monks later, but I couldn't find them in the town.
Kasnije sam ih pokušao pronaći, ali nisam mogao da učiniti u gradu.
This is actually what Srila Prabhupada's unique literary contribution, the unique style of writing.
Ovo je u stvari jedinstveni stil pisanja koji je Prabhupada posjedovao.
But he has said himself that there were many commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita, but only after he wrote his, the readers of the Bhagavad Gita got the idea to become devotees themselves.
On je osobno rekao da je postojalo puno komentara Bhagavad Gita prije, ali tek nego što je on napisao svoj, ljudi su dobili ideju da i oni mogu postati bhakti gospodina.
Like no other transcendental writing, Srila Prabhupada's writing inspires practice in Krishna consciousness within his reader.
Kao nijedna druga transcendentalna književnost prije, transcendentalni život koji je Prabhupada napisao, u čitavcu budi želju za praktičnom primjenom svjesnosti Krishna.
And Prabhupada writes with Krishna on his side.
I Prabhupada piše skupa sa Krishna.
That is, anyone who comes in contact with his writings has some kind of divine, almost mystical experiences in his life happening to him.
Svako ko dođe u kontakt sa djelima što Prabhupada ima božansko, skoro mistično iskustvo u svom životu.
Most probably because I was so fallen, I needed these proofs of the transcendental dimension.
Najvjerojatnije zato što sam bio tako pao, bili su mi potrebni ti dokazi da postoji transcendentalna dimenzija.
Later, in 1972, I met Prabhupada in person.
Kasnije, 1982, osobno sam se sreo Prabhupada.
I had associated with the devotees for some time and came to the question whether I should join or not.
Družili sam se već neko vrijeme sa bhaktama i u mom umu se pojavilo pitanje da li da se uključim pokretu ili ne.
And I thought it's not possible for me to make a firm decision, so let me first see Srila Prabhupada, the pure devotee, and then decide.
Mislio sam da za mene nije moguće da donesem čvrstu odluku. I stoga sam mislio da je dobro da prvo vidim Srila Prabhupada, čistog bhakta, i onda odlučim.
So I went to London with all the devotees, and although, and because Prabhupada was delayed, the devotees went back without seeing him, but I stayed on until finally the news were there that he would arrive at around 12 o'clock in the night in the Heathrow airport from San Francisco.
Dolazak Srila Prabhupada je međutim bio odgođen, tako da su se bhakte vratili natrag u Njemačku bez da ga vide. Ali ja sam ostao i čekao sam sve dok jednog dana nismo dobili obavijest da Prabhupada stiže otprilike 12 sati na večer na Heathrow aerodromu u Londonu i San Francisco.
The airport was bustling with people. All of a sudden, devotees who were standing near the, as far as one can go, began shouting Jai Prabhupada.
Jednom bhakte koji su stavili na mjestu gdje već bilo dozvoljeno, su počeli uzvikivati Jai Prabhupada.
Many devotees had rested on the seat in the waiting lounge and immediately woke up from their sleep. I was one of them.
Puno bakte je bilo maralo na stolicama u čekonicama i međutim kad se to dogodilo svi su se odmah probudili i ja sam bio također jedan od njih.
Only one day before I had shaved up just to, as a present to Prabhupada, I wanted to present my shaved head.
Samo jedan dan prije bio sam obrijao glavu jer sam htio da to bude moj poklon za Prabhupada.
Up to this day I remember when the devotees started when they saw Prabhupada and responded by chanting his name, all of a sudden it seemed as if the whole airport was illumined by a mystical light.
I do dan danas se sjećam kada su Bhakte primijetili Prabhupadov dolazak i odgovorili sa pjevanjem njegovog imena, odjednom kao da je cijeli aerodrom bio svijetljen s nekim mističnim svjetlom.
The source of which was that was clear to me, Srila Prabhupada, who was still walking beyond our sight to the passport control or somewhere to Chotol, or maybe it was Toll, but he was beyond our sight still.
Uzrok i izvor tog svjetla meni bio jasan. To je bio Srila Prabhupada koji u to vrijeme još uvijek bio izvan našeg vidokruga, možda na pasoškoj kontroli ili na carini.
And I remember feeling an excitement which I had never felt before.
I sjećao sam uzbuđenje koje sam osjećao. Takvo uzbuđenje nikad ranije nisam bio
osjetio. So we started to chant and chant and chant, and the kirtan was growing more intense, and all of a sudden we saw Srila
Prabhupada.
I remember my first reaction was, oh, he is so small. In size. But then I immediately saw, and he is so great in spiritual power. I remember this totally, these two opposites totally struck me at the first sight of
Prabhupada.
So I threw myself on the... I had never done this before, but I threw myself right on the floor of the Heathrow Airport in a full dandavat, like all the other devotees did.
To ranije nikad nisam učinio, ali ovog puta sam se bacio na pod, podao puni dandavat na Heathrow aerodromu i kao što su svi bhakti učinili.
And I waited that for a long time so that Prabhupada would pass.
I čekao sam tako dugo vremena sve dok Prabhupada nije prošao.
Now after a long time I was very much moved. I thought Prabhupada must have passed for since quite some time. I looked up and I saw before me a pair of house slippers, as a house puschen in Deutsch.
Bio sam jako dirnut sa cijelim događajem i čekao sam dulje misleći da i nakon nekog vremena sam već mislio da je Prabhupada sigurno prošao, tako da sam podigao svoju glavu i ravno ispred sebe vidio sam par kućnih papuča.
And I looked up.
Pogledao sam prema glavu.
And looked right into Prabhupada's smiling eyes.
Pogledao ravno u Prabhupadove nasmijene oči.
It was at that time something transpired between Srila Prabhupada and a fallen soul. That is the mystic of Srila Prabhupada. I wouldn't say the mystic, but his tremendous shakti in attracting souls to Krishna.
To vrijeme Srila Prabhupada razmijenio sa jednom palom dušom tu nevjerojatnu ogromnu moć šakti za privlačenje uvjetovanih duša.
I remembered something which I had read from Prabhupada at that time.
Sjećam se nečega što sam pročitao, nečega Prabhupada što sam pročitao u to vrijeme.
By this Krishna consciousness movement we are trying to give information how one can be transferred directly to the Goloka Vrindavan planet Krishna Loka. That is our mission.
Ovim pogledom svjesnosti Krishna mi pokušavamo dati informaciju kako se osoba može direktno prevesti na Loka Vrindavan, planetu, na Krishna Loku. To je naša misija.
So when I saw him there glowing with spiritual potency and mercy, I felt very much attracted to his lotus feet, and it was clear to me he will be my I will surrender my life to him.
Kada sam ga vidio tako blistavog od duhovne moći i samilosti, jednostavno sam bio očaran i shvatio sam da ću predati svoj život njemu.
And I had a distinct feeling at that time that he would recognize me.
I imao sam uvjereni osjećaj u to vrijeme da će me on prepoznati.
And also accept me.
I također prihvatiti.
Then we all went back to the temple. And I remember that something about Srila Prabhupada's lectures. It always seemed to me that he was speaking personally to me. His eyes would wander and whilst he was giving lectures.
Dok je davao lekcije, njegove oči glutale.
And you felt that he was preaching to you directly, and everyone felt this.
Imali biste osjećaj da vam direktno propovijeda, i svak bi imao takav osjećaj.
He seemed to be aware about everyone in the room.
Izgleda da je on svjestan svake osobe u prostoriji.
I was very, very surprised and attracted also.
Bio sam jako iznenađen i privučen također.
There are little details. One is how the pure devotee can invest conviction and spiritual strength into someone.
Postoje neke mali detalje, na primjer, kako može čisti bhakta uvjeti snagu i ubjeđenje u određenu osobu.
For instance, once I was standing outside of the temple and I was wondering, should I go with the Sankirtan party or should I stay in the home and in the temple and just read something?
Na primjer, jednog dana stavio sam izvan templa i razmišljao da li da krenem sa Sankirtan grupom ili da ostavim tamo i da samo čitam.
And Srila, at that time I looked up to Prabhupada's window, and he came on the window, he put the curtain aside, looked at the Sankirtan party which was ready to go into the streets of London, and smiled in a very, very pleased way.
U to vrijeme sam pogledao ka prozorišu Prabhupada, on je došao, sklonio zastor i pogledao je ka Sankirtan grupi koja se spremala da ode na ulicu Londona i nasmijao se na jedan način koji je iskazivao njegovo veliko zadovoljstvo.
And then it was clear to me what to do.
Jedno mi je bilo jasno što da radim.
I remember that day I felt, just by Prabhupada looking at me, I felt so enthusiastic that even when the Sankirtan party had returned, I went with another devotee, Vasudev, and we just sang and jumped through the streets of London and distributed back to Godhead magazines. We felt just so inspired by Prabhupada's personal presence and personal strength.
I samim tim što je Šrila Prabhupada pogledao, ja sam se osjećao toliko inspiriranim da ne samo da sam otišao sa grupom, nego kad se bhakti čovjek vratili, ja sam otišao sa drugim bhaktom Vasudev koji se zvao, tako da smo skupa pjevali i pletili po ulicama i dijelili back to God nagrade. Jednostavno smo bili toliko inspirirani Prabhupadovim osobnim prisustvom i njegovom snagom.
If I'm asking myself today how this was possible, I have only one answer.
Ako se danas pitam kako je to bilo moguće, namjeća mi se samo jedan odgovor.
This was that there's so much spiritual potency in the glance of the pure devotee.
Pogled čistog bhakte je sadržana tako velika duhovna moć.
Just like Lord Chaitanya would infuse people with spiritual energy just by looking at them or embracing them. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada but do so.
Kao gospodin čitanja, on bi mogao ispuniti osobe duhovnom energijom samo pogledavši ili zagrlivši i što pravo biti također prije stanja to učiniti.
In the Srila Prabhupada would always have outside preaching engagements in London.
Srila Prabhupada bi uvijek imao imao bi radiše vanjske programe u Londonu, vanjske propovjedanje.
He would sit on his Vyasasana and with great concentration he would preach.
Sjedio bi na Vyasasani sa velikom koncentracijom i propovjedao.
And after his lecture or later in the evening he would like a child, with great dignity he would get off his Vyasasan and dance, and when he started to dance we all started to dance and the whole audience in the hall started to dance spontaneously.
I kasnije tijekom programa on bi sa velikom otmenošću ustao sa Vyasasana i počeo plesati. Kad bi on počeo plesati, onda bismo i mi i cijela publika spontano svi počeli plesati.
During this time he sometimes came down in the morning when the temple room was empty because we took prasadam, and he used to go to the deities and he would stand there and pray to them for a long, long time.
Nakon tih dana, onda imamo običaj da sviđa temple room, kada bi mi uzimali prasadam i kada bi temple room bio prazan, i onda bi stajao ispred božanstva i dugo, dugo vremena učivao molitvu.
He would stand there and just be absorbed in direct communication with Sri Sri Radha London Ishvara.
Stajao bi tamo potpuno absorbiran u direktnu komunikaciju sa Radha London Ishvara.
At that time my service was to wash the deity plates from the breakfast.
U tom dnevu moja služba je bila da perem tanjure za božanstava sa kojih su imali jutarnji prasadam.
And I remember I didn't like the service at all.
I sjećam se uopće mislim da mi je dopadalo.
So one day the temple president came totally disturbed into the kitchen.
I sjećam se da je dan temple president potpuno jako znamiren došao u kuhinju.
Prabhupada has said to me that the deity plates are dirty.
Prabhupada mi je rekao da su tanjure za božanstva nečiste.
Krishna had told him.
Krishna mi je rekao.
And Prabhupada requested that this be corrected immediately.
I Prabhupada mi je htio da se to odmah ispravi.
So I was washing the deity plates and I said, oh no. It's me. I washed them. I always left some old food in there. I didn't wash them carefully enough.
Ja bar bio pravo te posude, ja sam mislio, ne, pa to sam ja. Uvijek bi ostavio nešto, na njima ne bi ih dovoljno pažljivo oprao.
And I got to know how this pure, by this, I got to know how the pure devotee knows everything.
I ovim putem sam saznao kako čisti bhakta sve zna.
He's in contact with Krishna. Krishna tells him.
On je u vezi sa Krishnom i Krishna mu sve kaže.
So, in London I developed, there was a phase when I had great difficulties in Krishna consciousness.
Postoji jedan period kad sam imao velikih teškoća u svjesnosti Krishna.
My attachments confronted me in their naked forms.
Moje vezanosti su me se suočile sa mnom u nagim oblicima.
My friends, school mates, band members, my girlfriend, all of them came to London to get me out of the temple.
Moji školski prijatelji, članovi benda, čak moja djevojka, svi su oni osobno došli u London da bi me izvadili iz temple.
My grandfather on his deathbed asked for me to come.
Moj djed je na samrtiškoj postelji tražio da tražio da ja dođem.
I felt and I became weak.
Ja sam postao slab.
So when Prabhupada, well, one for a few days, I became more and more resistant to Srila Prabhupada.
I tokom par dana postojao sam sve udaljenje od Prabhupada.
I said to me, I will leave this movement.
Jednostavno sam govorio sam sebi, napustit ću ovaj pokret.
There was just too much to give up.
Jednostavno on je zahtijevao previše odricanja.
So in order to leave gracefully, I decided to ask to involve Prabhupada in a contradiction. In other words, put him a question which he couldn't answer.
I da bi napustio pokret onako otmeno, jednostavno htio sam uključiti Prabhupada postaviti jednu
I never said I'm a special soul. I always said the truth that I'm very fallen.
Nikada nisam rekao da sam specijalan, uvijek kažem istinu da sam jako pao.
So it was after the lecture.
To se odigralo nakon lekcije.
I asked if Krishna is all good.
Pitao sam ako je Krishna sve dobar.
And if he is the creator of everything, why has he made this? If Krishna is all good, and if he is the creator of everything, why has he made this material world, which just is full of troubles for us conditioned souls?
Ako Krishna sve dobar i ako je milostiv, zašto je onda stvorio ovaj materijalni svijet koji jednostavno ispunjen nevoljama koje mi uvjetovane duše moramo ispaštati?
First Prabhupada didn't understand me.
U prvo vrijeme Prabhupada me nije razumio.
I had to ask my question the second time.
Možda sam po drugi put postavio sve pitanje.
Then I had to, then he said, what is it?
Bude, što je to?
And I had to repeat my question a third time. I felt already a little miserable. And then Prabhupada just gave it to me. Not Krishna has created Maya.
Nije Krishna stvorio Maya.
You have created Maya.
Ti si stvorio.
That was enough.
To mi je bilo
dobro. I decided I couldn't leave.
Odlučio sam da ne mogu otići.
On the spot I surrendered to Prabhupada.
Na licu mjesta predao sam se Prabhupada.
I didn't understand what he said.
Nisam razumio što je rekao.
I was much too agitated.
Bio sam previše uznemiren.
And Prabhupada was very strong to me.
A Prabhupada je bio jako oštar prema meni.
It was as if he had thrown a bomb in my unsurrendered mind.
To je bilo kao da je bacio bombu u moj nepredani um.
Krishna was not at fault.
Krishna nije bio kriv.
I was at fault.
Ja sam bio krivac.
And by this he saved me.
I na taj način on me spasio.
I had already packed my things.
Već sam bio spakirao stvari.
But I packed them out. And I said, I will stay in this movement for the rest of my life, and if necessary, for lives to come. If you ask me today, why this moved me so much, I can only answer, because Prabhupada had shown me his mercy at that time.
Mogu odgovoriti samo zato što je Prabhupada mi u to vrijeme pokazao svoju milost.
So, Krishna, this was the first part. I'm sorry, I had to concentrate a little bit because it will be typed like this.
Moram se malo skoncentrirati zato što će ovo biti otipkano.
One thing when one meets a pure devotee,
kada osoba sretne čistog bhaktu,
and one desires to be transformed by this meeting,
I kada ima želju da bude preobražen tim susretom.
It is very important that one opens his heart.
Jako je bitno da osoba otvori svoje srce.
The example of the pot has been given.
Dati je primjer lonca.
When it stands open in the rain, it can be filled with the rain.
Kada ga ostavimo otvoreno na kiši, on može biti ispunjen tom.
But if it is standing the other way around,
ali ga je trenutno naopako,
the rain runs on it, but runs past it on both sides.
Kiša pada na taj lonac, međutim samo slijeva sa njegove strane.
So one has to be open to the preachings of the pure devotee.
Dakle, biti otvoreni prema propovjedanju čistog bhakti.
One has to listen with faith.
Moramo slušati sa vjerom.
And somehow, I guess I had a little faith in what Srila Prabhupada said.
I na neki način pretpostavljam da sam imao malo vjere u ono što je Srila Prabhupada rekao.
So therefore, I could be so impressed by meeting him.
I to bilo zašto, to je bio razlog da sam mogao biti toliko impresioniran susretom sa Srila Prabhupada.
But much more, I'm convinced that Prabhupada showed me his mercy at that meeting.
Ali još sam više ubeđen da mi je tijekom tog susreta Prabhupada ukazao svoju milost.
It was not my own qualification.
Nisu bile u pitanju moje vlastite kvalifikacije.
But Prabhupada's mercy.
Već milost Srila Prabhupada.
Do you have any questions regarding these points?
Da li imate pitanja? Je ti čovjek stvari?
It's more or less something which one hears, isn't it? One cannot what to ask, you know.
Radi se više o temi koja je namijenjena za slušanje. Možda i nemamo...
You have a point.
Da li? Krišan Bhakta će izgledati također možda imati neograničene odluke.
He asks if Krishna devotee could have unlimited qualities as Krishna had.
Yes, certainly, but in a different degree.
Da, naravno, ali u drugačijem stupnju.
It is stated that the living entity has these qualities, but not in the same degree as Krishna.
Opisano je da živo biće imate odlike, ali ne u jednakom stupnju kao Krishna.
Like you are also a little poetic, for instance.
Na primjer, ti isto imaš poetski dar.
But not the same as Krishna.
Ali ne jednako kao Krishna.
Who wins when he speaks, it's too much poetic. It's so much poetic.
Kada Krishna govori, to je tako poetski.
Or you are also strong.
I ti si također snažan.
You can lift two chairs, maybe, or three chairs. But Krishna carries the whole universe. Now, when it comes to the spiritual master, something interesting happens. Krishna appears through the spiritual master in our life. And therefore, from our perspective, we will never see the spiritual master as a living entity, ordinary living entity.
S naše perspektive, s naše točke viđenja, mi nikad nećemo duhovnog učitelja vidjeti kao obično živo biće.
He, from his side, considers himself like a humble servant of his spiritual master.
On sebe osobno smatra ponovnim slugom svog duhovnog učitelja.
And sometimes he doesn't want to be disturbed in this mood.
I ponekad on ne želi biti uznemiren u tom raspoloženju.
Like Prabhupada would sometimes cry, feeling himself so fallen.
Ponekad je Prabhupada plakao, osjećajući se jako palim.
And so dependent on his spiritual master.
I tako ovisnim od svog duhovnog učitelja.
Okay. But from our point of view as his disciples, we would always see Krishna working through him.
Ali s naše točke gledišta, kao njegovi učenici, mi bismo uvijek vidjeli Krišnu dok djeluje kroz njega.
And he would not appear to us like an ordinary fallen soul.
I on nama ne bi izgledao kao obična pala duša.
So, yes, to the pure Krishna appears through the pure devotee.
Da, Krishna se pojavljuje kroz čistog bhakta.
It is related with the lecture, and also it's connected with one previous lecture which we are here for. You said that it was a little story, short story, about Avadutta Brahmana, who is, due to God's mercy, give us a date in a prostitute, a spontaneous
attraction to Krishna.
And the question is, now, what is our position? Because also we are in contact with the pure devotees. And is it the karma of the prostitute woman that she has this mercy to awake this love for Krishna? Or is it just
the mercy of the pure devotee?
Yes, pure devotee.
Mm-hmm. Bila je rečena na jednoj prethodnoj lekciji da u društvu sa Avadutom Brahmanom jedna prostitutka bezgrešne milosti Bhakte razvila vezanost, privlačnost prema Krišni. Pitanje je, mi smo također u kontaktu s čistim Bhaktom. I sada, kako se stvari odigrala ta transformacija u životu te prostitutke? Da li je ona zbog svoje vlastite karme promijenila srce i poslala svjesne Krišne, ili je to isključivo jedino milost čistog bhakti?
No, it's not karma.
Nije u pitanju karma.
It's mercy.
Već milost.
See, if Krishna consciousness could be awakened or would be awakened by karma, it would mean that Krishna consciousness is material because karma is material.
Kad bi svjesnost Krišne mogla biti probuđena karmom, to bi značilo da je svjesnost Krišne materijalna, jer karma jeste materijalna.
But it is from the spiritual dimension that it has to also, it therefore has to be brought to us who are in the material dimension.
Ali svjesnost Krišne dolazi sa spiritualne dimenzije, stoga nama koji smo u materijalnoj dimenziji treba biti donijeta.
So it's really the meeting of the pure devotee. But as I said, we have to be open to that. You could say, is the openness, if that's karma? No, but it it helps to be open. There are many stories in the scriptures where it is clear how the meeting with devotees creates a spiritual security or bonus within the conditioned soul so that he can take up bhakti. Our meeting with the pure devotee is not our karma. Yeah?
Yeah, I wanted to a little bit more. Because she was really, unconscious of this, what's going on.
Yeah.
Because he said that the breed, this is really something special.
Yeah, that's so special, yeah? Yeah. So at least she was not closed. I heard that from Satyanarayan Prabhu, there's a breeze. I also didn't know it before.
To se povjetacijom sam čuo od Satyanarayan Prabhu i ranije to koji mi se znam.
Do you know what Mili Boy asked? The breeze of the breath? Yeah? No? No? There was this this prostitute who, after an unsuccessful night where no one wanted her, decided to surrender her life to Krishna and serve him just like Lakshmi does.
Priča govori o prostitutki koja nakon neuspješne noći koju nikad nije želio, odlučila da se preda Krišni i da ga služi upravo onako kao što to čini Lakshmi.
And the question is, what went on in the prostitute? Why did she, you know, totally change her life? Do you know prostitutes? I mean, they are happy people.
I pitanje je sada, što se to dogodilo u prostitutki? Što je toliko mjeri promijenilo njen život? Poznate za prostitutke, one su jako teške osobe.
Maybe in Croatia they are so hidden that you can't see them. Have you seen with your own eyes? No. Not possible. Yeah. I mean, have you seen them?
Možda u Hrvatskoj se krije tako da ih ne možete vidjeti vlastitim očima. Ali kad biste ih vidjeli,
they're so heavy, Virachandra, you would die. So, why could she all of a sudden turn around so much? The reason was, in the evening before, a great devotee, the Avaduta Brahmana, who had arrived in the town, and he had no place to sleep anywhere, so he just slept underneath the tree in her garden.
Razlog je bio da je prethodne večeri tamo došao Avaduta Brahmana, došao taj grad, možda nije imao gdje spavati, znači je prespavao ispod drveta u njenom vrtu.
And then a breeze came and went over his body,
puknuo po vjetarac koji je prešao preko njegovog tijela,
and went to the prostitute in the north.
I došao do nota prostitutke.
She was sleeping in her bed.
Ona je spavala u krevetu.
Or, you know, being in her room, I do not know what she did.
Ili bilo u svojim prostorijama, ne znam što je radila.
And this contact,
I taj kontakt,
just prepared her to make such a decision.
Pripremio je da ona donese takvu odluku.
Contact of a devotee.
Dodir sa bhaktom.
That's not karma.
To nije karma.
It's milost.
To je milost.
Krishna. Such a fantastic story, isn't it?
That's fantastic.
If you imagine you're a prostitute.
The sound of prostitute.
Lola. Or Lolita. Right. Toshan, where is your helicopter?
Meni je poznato i realizirao sam da je svako sazrevanje praćeno krizom, a završava se prevazilaženje te krize. Svako
sazrevanje
je praćeno krizom, a završava se
prevazilaženje. Ali da je malo postupno, ako ti kažeš jednu rečenicu, da je dobro.
Pa evo tako.
It is known to me that growing up is followed by crisis, and the end result is overcoming of the crisis.
Zamorio
li
da nešto kažeš o duhovnoj krizi? Da li je to stanje kada smo prekriveni iluzijom i onda smo na mnogo nižem stupnju nego što smo bili bili.
I would like to know something about the spiritual crisis. Is this a condition that we are covered by illusion and then we are on much lower level than we have already been?
The spiritual crisis sometimes come because of the different fluctuations of the material nature, where all sorts of difficulties and attachments are placed before us.
Različite vrste duhovnih kriza se manifestira zbog različitih djelovanja materijalne energije kada se sve vrste vezanosti i problema manifestira pred nama.
It just happens. Like happiness and unhappiness sometimes just fluctuate.
This is bigger.
Fluctuate means fluktuation or no? Fluktuieren. That comes like waves, huh?
To isto kao kada se stoji sreće i nesreće u našem životu ponekad izmenjuje.
So when these crises come,
kada te krize dođu,
you have to be very determined.
Treba biti jako odlučni.
To continue with your Krishna consciousness under all circumstances.
Da nastavite sa vašom Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada says Krishna consciousness has the great potency to deliver us, but only if it is understood on the platform of intelligence.
Prabhupada rekao, svjesnost Krishna ima veliku mogućnost da nas izbavi, veliku moć da nas izbavi, ali samo ako je shvatimo sa razine inteligencije.
Something which is fixed on the platform of the intelligence cannot waver. It stays.
Nešto što je utemeljeno na razini inteligencije ne može se talasati, ono ostaje.
The mind is subject to so many impressions.
Um je podložen velikom broju impresija.
From, you know, your past activities. And even from your past lives.
Ili čak iz prošlih života.
So it's natural that disturbing thoughts enter your mind. But you do not need to act upon them. You have that strength to ignore your mind if you are fixed on the platform of duhovne inteligencija.
Imaš tu snagu da ignoriraš um ako si temeljen na razini duhovne inteligencije.
But then you also need to have taste.
Ali zato je bolje potrebno da imaš ukus.
Because you know the past globus is coming. And if you're just on the platform of intelligence, you can keep it away for some time.
Možemo zamisliti da ti gluposti iz prošlosti se pojavljuju i ako sam na razini inteligencije neko vrijeme im se možeš odopirati.
But if you have no ukus,
ali ako nemaš ukus,
it will just come through the fingers.
Jednostavno će presuriti bez prsta.
So therefore we must have the higher taste.
Zato moramo imati taj više ukus.
That comes by following the regulated principles, regularly chanting. This we get spiritual strength.
Na taj način dobijemo duhovnu snagu.
Based on high taste.
Koji se temelji na višem ukusu.
And we hope that by continuing with these processes, our minds get so purified, Toshan, that these past impressions are no longer dangerous.
I mi se nadamo da neprestanim prakticiranjem ovih procesa naš um će biti toliko pročišćen da te ta iskustva iz prošlosti više neće biti opasna.
When your mind gets so spiritually trained up that it's the best friend of the soul.
I onda tvoj um postane toliko duhovno obučen da postane najbolji prijatelj duše.
And it stops acting as your worst enemy.
I prestane djelovati kao tvoj najgori neprijatelj.
Okay, Toshan? And don't think it's bad if you pass through a crisis like this.
I nemoj misliti da je loše ako prolaziš kroz takve krize.
And don't take it so serious.
I nemoj to jako ozbiljno.
It's just the mind which is full of these past impressions from your worldly life.
To je jednostavno um koji je pun impresija iz tog svetovnog života.
You are an eternal soul.
Ti si vječita duša.
Part of Krishna.
Dio Krishna.
Doesn't matter. So I know sometimes it gets like you just want to sit in the corner and just go like this. I know it better than you. I was much more sinful than you. We can build a club. So I think now we are Chefko, the highly determined Chefko, who has made up his mind to give up all nonsense and surrender to Krishna. Bravo!
Odnosa sa duhovnim učiteljem o kojem je govorio Maharaj, neka se desi da dobijemo milost da se sretnemo sa duhovnim učiteljem. I uglavnom se mogu desiti dvije stvari. Uprkos tome ne budemo iskreni, ili zbog velikog strava poštovanja koje osjetimo prema moći, osjetimo tu spiritualnu moć i pošto nikako u životu nismo sreli, uplašimo se te moći i iz tog straha jednostavno ne otvorimo svoje srce. Možda pričamo i gluposti, izađemo iz sobe, ali ništa nismo rekli što nam je u srcu. A kako to prelazići i kako izbjeći?
Znači, prvo je zbog nedovoljne iskrenosti, a drugo je zbog svega poštovanja.
Da.
Da li to neće koju osjećamo? Ne imaš dobro vidjeti u sebe.
Znači.
So, sometimes we may meet pure devotees, but this meeting may turn unsuccessful out of two reasons. One may be the insincerity in the heart of a person, and the other is the great awe one is feeling toward the spiritual greatness of that pure devotee, and out of this reason we may not fully use this opportunity. So how to overcome these two kind of mistakes?
Insincerity, I think you know how to overcome it. You have to purify yourself a little bit more and become more convinced in Krishna consciousness that this is actually the solution of your material existence. Now, sometimes one feels very much awe before the great spiritual personality. I am like this also in my relationship to Prabhupada. I am always and I desire to feel love and affection and not so much awe.
Imam želje da osjećam ljubav i privlačnost radije nego toliko straha poštovanja.
And what I personally do is I make it a point to meditate a little bit about Prabhupada and what he does for me.
To je ono što ja osobno radim i da pokušavam meditirati na Prabhupada i na ono što je ono učinio za mene.
I see him, in other words, as my savior. And then I notice how this feeling of distance is going, and I like and I love him very much. To approach a spiritual master, in other words, to come closer to him and bridge over the distance which is there,
priči duhovnom učitelju premostiti razdaljinu koja postoji,
can be only done in two ways.
To se može učiniti samo na dva načina.
We must grow in our appreciation for him.
Moramo naučiti ga jako puno cijeniti.
And our service.
I moramo ga slušati.
Then we can bridge over this distance.
Onda možemo premostiti razdaljinu.
Which sometimes can be light years. Even if we have been accepted by a spiritual master. Do you understand? I'm sorry, but okay. Last question now, Yadranka.
I
wanted to ask the question. Okay, Veerachanda.
There are many verses in the scriptures.
Yes, many.
But these are those which describe that a devotee has no desire to attain liberation or even to live with Krishna in the spiritual world. I mean, it's not necessary for him, and that he's more inclined to preach, and we can hear the spiritual masters giving vow that he will not live the material world until he just
saved every one of his disciples.
And it seems to me that it's still little painful to exist in the material world, and I'm wondering how is Krishna actually managing this thing. It is not easy for me to understand that he's letting the devotee to live in the material world all the time, because there are so many disciples and so many fallen souls who are approaching the pure devotee. So how does it actually work, the system?
That he stays in the material world because you think Krishna can't be so cruel, so to say, to keep him there, or what?
Kako to da čisti, rečeno da čisti bhakta nema želje da živi sa Krishnom izravno, da može ostati u materijalnom svijetu, da je zadovoljan, ali istovremeno je rečeno da duhu ne želi da zavije, da se neće vratiti Krishni sve dok ne izbavi sve svoje učenike, pa kako to praktično izgleda?